Yeah, nothing to report injury-wise. I think we made it through the game pretty healthy. I'll open it up for questions.
John, offensively, one of the best points outputs that you guys have had.
I think by far, yeah.
What do you think fueled that today?
Well, I think we've got a very young football team, in particular on offense. And I think I think it starts at quarterback. You know, I've watched him grow every week. You know, guys like Tariq Cohen, Adam Shaheen. You know, they just keep getting better, and that's what you'd expect. And I think, today we came out and executed well as a football team, all three phases, and, we got to reap the benefits.
What impressed you most about Mitch's performance?
Yeah, I think it's preparation. You know, I think guys, he's put a lot into it. Our coaches have done a great job preparing him. You know, I think he, there's always a couple of those, young moments, but, I think he you saw some growth. I've seen growth every week he's gone out there, and I've been impressed because he works at it very, very hard. There's a lot goes into it, and it's good to see them experience some success today.
You put the foot on the gas even after you got a comfortable lead, which is a little different than some of the other games earlier in the year. What went into that?
I don't know about all that gas pedal stuff, but I think we've been trying that all season. I think it just we did it a little bit better today. Well, I think it starts up front. I think, not taking anything away from, any of our skilled guys. But, whether it's pass protection or whether it's run blocking, I think that all starts and finishes up front. So I thought, our front had a good day. I thought, Jordan did too. He ran pretty violent, ran pretty angry, which, when he does that, I think, you see the results. I think, confidence is all part of any professional sport, but, you'd have to ask him that.
Did you sense that Mitch needed some evidence of the growth that he showed today just because of the way things have gone?
Well, I think, again, that's part of, anything, like as far as what's been frustrating, I know for me and the coaches is, a lot of us have had our day in the sun, but to see young guys come in and work hard and not reap those benefits. I thought Mitch Trubisky played very well last week, but, when you don't experience the end result, and that's a W, that it's hard to put much into that. But I've seen him grow every week. He's been out there since all the way back to Minnesota. It's just kind of nice to see some of those young guys and experience the benefits of all that hard work.
So what do you think distinguishes Mitch? You talked about starting the week, third down, fourth down. Mm-hmm.
Well, like anything, he puts a lot into it. I think he invests a lot of time. I have great respect for what these guys do and how hard they work. And Mitch is no different. I think he's, he doesn't have a day off. He's there 7 days a week. And, Coach Ragone and Coach Loggins, he's with, 24/7. And you see that growth. It's just a lot of it's situational. I think he had one little boo-hoo today on a screen. Just want to hit his feet. You can't throw it downfield. But that he won't make that mistake again. And that's, I think, important about great players that I've been around is they don't make the same mistakes. And Mitch is in that group.
You were talking about 7, 8, or 9 guys on defense. How would you assess the performance of all the young guys today?
Are you talking about our team or their team? Okay. Yeah, I think, as I mentioned earlier, a lot's made of those things. It's a tough time of year. You get to the fourth quarter of a game or a season. You got who you have, and you got it up with who you have. I thought our guys responded well.
From a chemistry perspective, Mitch and Kendall today, mm-hmm.
Well, I think what gets lost in losses, is Mitch's where he is in third down, even prior today. He was, I believe, seventh in the league. He's got about a 95 QBR. And a lot of those catches, Kendall has 8 third down receptions. For a guy new to us, and Kendall, again, hats off to him because he's worked very hard, in a position group that, some people didn't give us much credit or hope. I think, seeing the results was – fun to watch.
Jackson had the strip mm-hmm. the sideline. What did you see right in front of you right there to throw the flag?
Well, I was fortunate because it happened right in front of me. And there wasn't time to wait on anybody or anything. So, it was just nice to see them get it right.
With the Bengals injuries on defense, did you feel like you had some opportunities to open things up a little bit
You know, I think, you know, they've been a pretty salty defense all year. We were familiar with the injuries, familiar with, you know, a short week coming off a Monday night against a physical opponent that we'd already played. So we were familiar with. You know, I think, you know, obviously they want their starters out there just like we do, you know. So, you know, it kind of was what it was. And, you know, I just was pleased with the way our guys executed today. You know, I think it's, you know, it's been there before. You know what I mean? It's not easy. You know, I think it's not easy on us. It's not easy on y'all. I mean, I've been a part of even the winning side of where you guys sit. So it's not easy on anybody. But, you know, it's like anything. You don't lay your sword down. You just keep swinging.
What was the message to the team
in there to finally end that streak and get the win? You know, I think it's just, you know, it's good to see them experience the results of their hard work. And, yeah, that's gratifying as a coach.
I'm sorry, with Shiki,
yeah, I think, you know, we just kind of shared that wealth. You know, we've kind of, you know, getting him accustomed to, you know, to play wide tight end in this league. There's a lot to it, both in the run game and in the pass game. You know, Adams, again, is one of those young guys that is, you know, Frank Smith is position coach. They've worked their tails off to get them, you know, prepared and ready. And, you know, he's starting to see that maturation. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times that's a very, very hard thing on the field for the officials to see. You know, and again, that's one of those where, you know, it's really even hard to see depending on the angle once they get their little lines up there and everything. But it was a big gain. It was just one of those momentum-changing plays that it was worth a shot.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.